I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Rutland Mayor Christopher Loris has called a special joint meeting tonight for top city officials. It'll bring local leaders up to speed on a 2013 lawsuit alleging racial profiling and cover-ups in the Rutland City Police Department. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
The ugly allegations first came to light 2 years ago when former Rutland City Police Officer Andrew Todd filed a wrongful termination lawsuit against the city, top members of the police department and police commission, and two fellow officers he alleged were engaged in racial profiling. Todd, who is African American, says in court documents that in his 9 years with the Rutland City Police, he endured a racially hostile work environment. When he complained to supervisors, Todd alleges that not only did they failed to act, but they retaliated against him, forcing him to leave the department in 2012. Todd is now a state trooper. Sharon Davis, a longtime member of the Rutland City Board of Aldermen, says while she was aware of the case, new details that have emerged from court depositions have been deeply disturbing, and she says it's made many in the city angry all over again.
I was furious. I read in the paper that several officers who are no longer employed by the city making these statements. But I have to at least ask, are they factual? Was there a formal complaint? And if so, was there action taken? Those questions I will ask on Thursday night.
While the original lawsuit included a laundry list of defendants, only the city of Rutland remains a target of the suit, something Davis finds puzzling. Board of Aldermen member David Allaire agrees and says the fact that new details from the case are only emerging now is frustrating.
It's concerning for a lot of reasons. Certainly, you know, one of the main ones is the information not coming to the Board of Aldermen, more importantly, not going out to the residents of the city, and the fact that we're 6 days out from potentially hiring a brand new police chief to come into the city of Rutland, and having him come in under this cloud is concerning.
Rutland Mayor Christopher Loris, who was not named in the lawsuit, points out that many of the details of the case have been made public in past news reports, including on VPR. He says the two officers accused of racial profiling and other misconduct no longer work for the department, and he's confident that recent news reports will not affect the city's efforts to find a new police chief. He wouldn't comment on particulars of the lawsuit, but says he felt it was important to hold a joint meeting to bring city officials up to date on where the case stands. Because the issues concern pending litigation against the city, Loris says the meeting will be closed to the public. The case is expected to go to trial this fall. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.